This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At 7 after the hour, Doug and the DJV Experience featuring Jennifer Horn. We'll have the TV report. Actually, a lot of television news today. We're going to get to that fairly soon. Then we have Victoria Keelan, who always has a lot to say about important and interesting things. And then there's Kara Schillen.
Wow.
Wow, exactly.
Glowing review. You're really,
yeah,
on me today.
Okay. Speaking of reviews, I'm looking at the, and this is me crowing, okay? Can I do a little crow here? And I'm going to say, I don't usually ever do this. It's bad form. But because I was so annoyed after having been on KTSM in El Paso for 18 years, some new manager came into the market and decided, oh, we're going to do a morning show. We're going to keep Stefan. We're going to do something different. Yeah. So it had worked well at one point in time. And I don't want to get too much into the weeds. We had a 3-6, which is a very respectable showing for a syndicated program in a market like El Paso, especially given the Mexican influence that is across the... You can throw a stone to El Ciudad Juarez on the other side, and they don't measure that audience, and I don't speak much Spanish, so the audience had to have been coming from El Paso itself. So the ratings have gone down and down and down and down, and I'm just looking at the story today, and I am. I'm crowing, and I'm maybe sounding like a jerk, but it's okay. It's okay with me because I was annoyed. There was no good reason. I mean, sometimes you don't do as well in certain places, and so, yeah, you should be replaced, put something else there. But in this circumstance, we were doing and had consistently done very well. Anyway, so the numbers went down and down and down. So they went from a 3-6 to a 2-1. And... That's my mature way of looking at that. All right, enough of that stuff. There's a little inside shop. Today is
way inside.
I know, but I just kind of felt like...
On-air therapy.
Yes, it was. Thank you, Jennifer. International Day. By the way, we are helped. I was telling the girls how much we've been helped by being on all those feeds on CRN Digital, as a matter of fact, because we have a lot of listeners who are... now tuning in, and then the podcast that we have along with all the great radio stations. So it's good because the market is sort of expanding, getting back to where it was in the mid-2000s when we had any given time and during the morning, 500,000 people listening to the program. That's a pretty good collective. So anyway, we continue to provide with these ladies what most people describe as a fun, important radio experience. Now, having said that, here's another important, I don't know how much fun it'll be, radio experience. Thinking about today being the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. It was started on the 17th of October in 1987. More than 100,000 people congregated in Paris for the Declaration of Human Rights to honor the victims of extreme poverty, violence, and hunger. So is this a European play? Do you think that we... I mean, I guess it depends on your political stripe much as anything else, because this does become a political issue, and it ought not to be. I think in my own way of reading this or looking at it, the fact that we have 14 million kids in this country who go to bed hungry every night just isn't acceptable. The amount of food that we throw away here, Europe, wherever it is in the world, is just not acceptable. I went in to listen to this. The other night we stopped. We were coming back from, where the heck were we? Well, a week ago we went out looking for cars, and we went to the horse sanctuary, and coming back was about 8 o'clock, and we were near a Wegmans. So we stopped at the Wegmans to eat. And we talked to the guy who was, you know, responsible for the food, and it was 8 o'clock at night. And he said, well, I closed down at 9. So Meredith said, well, what do you do with all the pizza? What do you do with all the rest of the food? He said, we throw it out. And I thought to myself, I'm looking around at all the food. And he said, we sell 50 pizzas a day. Okay, so there's maybe a couple left, maybe three or four pieces of pizza that are left at the end of the day. But think of the people that could eat it. And we had that conversation with him, and he said, yeah, I know, but it's the law. Can you imagine who and why?
I was going to say, it is the law.
Yeah.
That's his excuse, is he can't give it. He can't give it out.
No, he can't.
I always think that about, like, bread. Like, you know, you go to a restaurant and you order bread and no one eats it. And so then what do? They can't reuse it. They throw it away. I mean, how...
Yeah.
But it just doesn't
should
make
be fed to animals or just some.
Who's
have
going
some?
To restaurants and not eating bread?
No, I'm trying to stay away from
sometimes
bread.
Sometimes
I guess I'm the only one.
No, I'm trying to stay away from it. But the point is that there's so much waste. It's really incredible how much stuff gets tossed. And that's a part of the poverty quotient. If the people don't have any money, they don't have enough money to buy food. So why not give them food that's going to be tossed? Is that anything other than...
I mean, there are certain... There are... I forget the name of the... There's an organization in New York City that picks up food that's left over from restaurants and from... But it's only from chain places. Like, there's a Pret a Manger. It's like a sandwich place, and all the sandwiches are individually packaged. So they donate all the leftover sandwiches every day to this organization, and then it goes to homeless shelters. So there are certain... There are certain types of foods that they can accept. Now, that might just be New York. I don't know if that's a law everywhere, but it's at least helping somewhat, you know, with the problem.
Yeah, they
but
have
restaurant
it,
waste is really
they
bad.
They have it elsewhere, too, because at least...
I forget the name of it.
Yeah, on the college, we had something called Food Recovery Network here, and it's bigger now, but when I was in college, it started at the university that I was at, and basically just a group of students would go around to the dining halls and grab, because they had tons and tons of food left over every day, so they would get all the food there and then deliver it to different homeless shelters around the area, and now I think it's around the whole D.C. Maryland area, and it's like more of a professional business than just on a college campus, so they do some, but you know that there's so many restaurants, there's no way that they can get to every restaurant that has food left over. So a bunch of it is just going in the trash.
Yeah, it really is. It's a disgrace here and elsewhere around the world. So something for us to sort of keep in mind. From the food news department here, I thought it was interesting that there is actually a recommendation on when to buy your Thanksgiving turkey. Hello, Thanksgiving is a month away. And people are already ordering their Thanksgiving turkey. When do you order yours, Jennifer?
Whenever I go to Ralph's and buy it.
Yeah,
I don't usually order it. I just buy it from the store. But, you know, I understand why people do that, because there are turkey shortages when you get real close to Thanksgiving, and then you end up with, like, you know, something you don't want.
And you get imported. Well, do you want a domestic turkey or you want an imported turkey? It's pretty much that
simple. I'm going for a Russian turkey.
Yeah, right.
They might be spying on you. Be careful.
There are some people who order their turkeys as early as Labor Day. So here's the story of Ashley Turkey Farm in New Jersey. Are you a customer there, Victoria?
I am
Ashley
not.
Ashley Turkey Farm?
No.
They say customers who ordered a turkey can pick it up on the Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday before Thanksgiving and keep it in the fridge until they're ready to cook it on Thursday. You're buying a frozen turkey. Is that what you get? Is the Ralph turkey frozen?
Yes.
Or is it thought? Yeah. Okay. So you pick it up in October or November and you put it in the freezer. So are the birds better now? Are we getting to the bottom of the bird barrel by the time we come around close to Thanksgiving?
I don't think they're probably any better, but you can get what you want. I mean, you can figure out. A lot of times you just have to deal with what the store has. If you order it or if you plan ahead, you can pick the amount you want, the weight, and all of that stuff.
See, I grew up in an era where there were turkey farms and you went to the turkey farm to get your turkey. Now you don't see turkey farms because there's so much regulation. They've all been run out of business, except the huge ones. And
there are some smaller family-run turkey farms.
It's the
farms.
Better way to do it. That's
there
where
are a bunch
you go
of
to
Jersey.
The grower.
Yeah.
You know me with the American Family Farmer. This actually would be something good to talk about, I think, Victoria, on the American Family Farmer. How to do your turkey and when to get your turkey.
Yeah.
And, you know, why you get frozen or fresh or however else it works. Yep. So something to consider, because it is, if you can believe it or not, I believe that Thanksgiving is 4 weeks from this Thursday.
Oh, I got to finish my Christmas shopping.
Oh, my God.
I got to start my Christmas shopping.
Yeah. All right. TV report up next here on DJV.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Staples has solutions to keep your tech and data safe and protected, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to shred hundreds of sensitive documents into millions of tiny pieces. The confidence that your network backup is backed up. The confidence of being protected from viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Secure your data and protect your business with help from Staples. And now at Staples, get up to 2 pounds of shredding free. Powered by Iron Mountain. Staples. It's pro time. Visit a store or go to staples.com/security. Ends 10/28. In-store only. See associate for details.
All right, let's get to this 17 past the hour. Those of you who are fans of Game of Thrones, and I do not count myself in that group, but many people are. So the fact that the old dude on there, Roy Dotrus, is that how his name is pronounced? 94 years old.
This would be a Kara question.
Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah. I think he did the narration for it, which so people will know his voice. But he was an actor on the show, but there are so many different people. He played an old guy, which you're right, he played an old guy. But I think he was only in like 2 or 3 episodes out of all the seasons.
It's a big deal to his family that he's dead, but he lived to be 94, so that's not all bad. Speaking of dead, Kevin James has come out because a lot of people are asking, why did your wife Donna get killed? Anybody following this?
On the show.
Yeah.
Not in real life.
That's how rumors get started.
On the show. The first season, the wife gets killed so they can bring on his old wife, Leah Remini, from his last show, right? Isn't that what they did? So he said the goal was to give Kevin's character a real predicament involving how a family comes back together after tragedy. I don't think that's the reason at all. They wanted to get her on because it was good chemistry with him and her and not necessarily with the first actress.
A bigger name on the line, right?
Yeah.
And apparently he was supposed to be a single dad on the show, and then they decided to give him a wife, which is kind of unfortunate for the woman that they brought on, that they didn't really even want her in the first place. Then they decided to bring her on, and then they kill her off shortly after with no explanation.
See you later, alligator. Is the backlash over Corden's Weinstein joke over, or is this just continuing people that don't have a life they need to keep after this?
Well, Rose McGowan, I think she's kind of losing it a little bit at this point, and she's kind of the one who really went after him for...
After Corden.
James Corden after he told... I forget exactly what the joke was, but it was something about Harvey Weinstein, and I guess she kind of got everything riled up.
She's one of the chief accusers of Weinstein to begin with.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Never mind. Jeffrey Katzenberg, who runs DreamWorks, or did, partner with Geffen and Spielberg, says that everybody's known about Weinstein for a long time. And what was the term he used? He's a monster.
But, you know, I'm a little tired of all these men in Hollywood saying, like, that they knew all along. Well, how come no one did anything about it?
Say something.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Jennifer, let's say something about TV tonight. What do we have?
Well, I'm going to be exhausted tomorrow. Mark this down, because tonight is Game 3. It is the Dodgers playing the Cubs in the Major League Baseball League Championship Series. The Dodgers lead the Cubs 2-0. That's right, in that series. You can check out Game 3 tonight on TBS. Also, if sports isn't your thing, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is celebrating Halloween. It's the Halloween heist episode that has become a tradition for Brooklyn Nine-Nine fans. It started in the first season, and it airs tonight on Fox at 9:30. If the middle is more your game, they are also celebrating Halloween with a special guest star, Lisa Rinna, ABC at 8, and Patton Oswalt, Annihilation, airs tonight on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aman los lados que cantan tu historia. No importa el tirano de través.
Habla español. Un dug. It's Victoria. It's Latin.
What did you say?
I was doing some Latin instead of using my broken Spanish, Spanglaze, I think they call it. That's Mark Anthony and a song called Preciosa. Is that how you pronounce it? Preciosa? Precocia?
I'm thinking Preciosa.
Preciosa.
There you go. That sounds right.
All right, crank up. He's holding a note here. Listen to that. So, this was a first. The two Spanish language television networks, Telemundo, owned by NBC, and Univision, owned by a Spanish company, joined forces to broadcast this. Mark Anthony and his former wife, Jennifer Lopez, big telethon to raise funds for hurricane victims in the U.S. and Mexico and Puerto Rico. Boy, Puerto Rico continues to be the focus of a lot of controversy because nothing seems
to
be getting done
December. Yeah,
too quickly there. Yeah. Anyway, so Somos Live, it was called, aired across other English language networks. VH1 carried it, MTV carried it, streamed live on a lot of social media platforms like Facebook. This was 3 hours long. There were a lot of calls, a lot of text messages with donations. Jamie Foxx was on it, Zoe Saldana, Selena Gomez, Ellen DeGeneres on hand at the phones, answering the phones. The show offered an abundance of performances. So what happens if you call and Ellen DeGeneres answers the phone? What's the conversation like?
I'm sure once you realize who you get, because, you know, it's like a lottery.
Lottery,
so you never know who you're going to,
right,
who will answer the phone.
Yep, yep.
But I would think getting Ellen on the phone would be pretty fun.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. Good conversation. The show offered an abundance of performances, a lot of different artists across all genres, actually, many of whom have roots in Puerto Rico or the Caribbean. Sean Combs, Vin Diesel. Where's Vin Diesel from originally?
I don't know.
Derek Jeter. Anyway, Jennifer Lopez performing in L.A. Let's see here. Anthony was in the Marlins Stadium in Miami. Bruno Mars was on. Mary J. Blige, Ricky Martin, Chris Martin, Gwen Stefani, Maroon 5, Stevie Wonder, Demi Lovato. Some of the names who lent their voices to the cause. Bruno Mars, who is a Puerto Rican, or at least he has, half of his family's Puerto Rican, the other half is Hawaiian. Performed Just the Way You Are. I like this song. This was in Spanish, though, for the first time.
Yeah, it's playing now. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, crank this up, Carol, will you? Demi Lovato performed a cover of the Leonard Cohen classic Hallelujah. I think we have that, too, don't we? We have the recording of that, Carol? I like this. So there is a lot of money, $30 million through their efforts. Good for them. It's a drop in the bucket as to what they need in these places, but it's a good start.
Yeah.
And calls attention, keeps attention focused on it, which is a good thing. Speaking of attention being focused, Ed Sheeran's,
Sheeran.
He's got a sore bum today. Post a photo and a message on Instagram regarding his health. Didn't look too good. Right arm in a cast, left wrist in a sling. Saying, quote, "I've had a bit of an accident on a bicycle. I'm currently waiting on some medical advice, which may affect some of my upcoming shows."
I'm just interested to see how it goes, because his shows are just him on stage with a guitar.
Really?
So if both of his arms are broken, I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Got a little problem. You got tickets for that, baby. 28 past the hour. I'm in love with your
body. Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, even though it's GM's biggest brand globally, the future of Buick all depends on its SUVs, which make up 77% of its sales. The new Buick Enclave comes full circle after Buick invented the third-row luxury SUV 10 years ago. The new Enclave is the first application of Buick's Avenir trim level. It has the largest second-row seat room, ample third-row seat room, and it comes with lots of features, including a camera mirror, starting around $41,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
One of my favorite brands that makes headphones and speakers is House of Marley. Not only do they sound great and look cool, but you don't need to break the bank. And they're made from eco-friendly materials, including FSC-certified wood, reinforced aluminum, and exclusive fabric called Rewind, made from hemp, organic cotton, and even plastic water bottles. David Vitale from House of Marley tells us what's the most popular trend in headphones today.
In headphones right now, the biggest trend is really freeing consumers from wires. So we're continually introducing new products with longer battery life, that are lighter, that are more comfortable to wear for longer periods of time.
The House of Marley positive vibration wireless headphones are now on sale for $99. More info is at houseofmarley.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Well, hopefully is your answer. Doug Steffen with the DJV Experience, presenting another good day of conversation here with Victoria Keel and Kara Schillen this time around. If you would like to live longer, I'm not sure this is a surprise, exercise and learn new things. According to research, the big contributing factors to longevity, including obviously how many years you live on the planet and whether you live well, you need a good education. You continue to educate yourself. That's one of the things I'm most thankful for. I am a curious sort, and always have been. And so asking why, how, where, when, who is good. And then seeing what's going on in the world. I don't mean the news necessarily, or just the news. I mean, how do things work? How do you get along? What what is there about a brake that makes the car stop? Things like that. And exercising, too. The pushing and pulling. I learned something in my exercise routine the other day that I didn't know, and this is for everybody. If you want to keep your knees healthy and strong, do not do the exercises that put the weight on your ankles and you lift up. That will cause arthritis, and it will cause it fast. So if you want to push the amount of weight, I was told I'm going to do this on video the next time I get to it, although my knee's been bothering me a little bit lately, but I had gotten up to 650 pounds with the leg presses, and I want to continue to do that. And so the next time, because I was told, oh, come on, you can't do that. And I did, actually. I surprised myself. It wasn't easy. But the idea is to use the quads in a way and support the knees. And if you use the knees to lift the other way, it's not good for them. So you got to keep it that way. Anyway, just passing that along because I learned that in my own exercise routine. Each year of school added a year of life. In this study, according to the results, people live an average of 2 months less for every 2 extra pounds of weight they carry, too. So if you are 10 pounds overweight, you can kick almost a year off your life.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is. So let's be smart about that, please. If you want to stick around, as Dr. Ken Kronhaus likes to say, I can't afford to lose any listeners. So everybody, take care of yourself, will you please? S'il vous plaît. Speaking of taking care of yourself, how many people play golf? Is that a good... Golf is a good exercise if you don't take the cart. The
right.
cart kind of kills the reason
exactly.
for walking around the 9 holes or the 18 holes. My father never took a cart until the last year of his life. He was a championship golfer, had a 2 handicap when he was 88.
Wow. A 2 when he was 88?
A 2 when he was 88.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
The New England Seniors Champion every year from when he was 65 to when he was 85.
Wow. And you don't play at all?
No.
You could have inherited all those good golfing genes.
No. Some things that I inherited from my father were good and other things weren't. But an interest in golf was not in my list. I was more interested in the cows, and he never really understood that either. He didn't know why I was so interested in the tractors and the trucks and the cows, and he never really knew, nor did I actually grasp it until much later in life, that that was my salvation because I really couldn't count on my parents. And me escaping to the farm is what saved my beans, my bacon, if you will.
Well, maybe your dad was escaping to the golf course.
Oh, absolutely. My father absolutely did escape, yes. 100% accurate. We keep bringing back this constellation therapy thing, but it really is very effective. And I give you the notes so you can look back at your father, your mother, your siblings. You can look back at their father and mother, and maybe you can look back further than that. And I don't mean in the Ancestry.com way, although that may help somewhat. It's just understanding, thinking it through, and the therapy starts well, and then maybe you can do it on your own. But you can find why you are the way you are, and then you do something about it. If you want to do something about it, if you don't like the way things are going, your choices in men or your choices in women or your choices in life, choices for work, whatever, then it's up to you to do something about it, or you stay stuck and do the same thing over and over and over again. I've got it's interesting because sometimes you think about the whole business of what is it, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. And that can apply to being with the same person or, and, you know, continually trying to work it out. Or it can apply to the way that you find people and you bring them into your lives and you try to figure out how to get along with them or how to have a relationship with them. But if you do it the same way and you expect the same things, then, hello, you get the same results. So that all comes from digging around in what information you can find out about your family. So anyway, I was talking about golf, got digressing on my father. Today is Mulligan Day. Give yourself a mulligan. I remember my father saying that to many partners. Mulligan is a second chance. Golf, I think, probably is the most frequently, it's where it's used more than anything else. 1920s Canadian golfer David Mulligan made a mistake during a game, retook his shot, Since then, to call a mulligan means the chance to try again. Golf courses usually hold a Mulligan Day celebration, so that's today, where golfers can play again free at a later date. And also join in making mulligan stew. I remember that. That's leftovers. I love mulligan stew.
Ugh, yeah. I feel like that's what you make for breakfast. You just raid your own fridge and just dump everything into some sort
you
of
soup. You know what I have? I have, okay,
soup thing.
You want to really get grossed out?
No.
Oh, no.
Listen to this. This is what I had last night. There's some leftovers on the stove. I may warm them up here this morning. I put two pieces of codfish into some vegetarian soup. And thought it would be interesting. Combination. Interesting taste.
Okay, so here's my biggest question about what you just told us. Is you said that there are some leftovers on the stove that you might make. So did those ever go into the refrigerator last night, or have those been on the stove all night?
I ate late last night, so they've been...
So you didn't put them away.
Yeah, you should not do that. You should not be eating leftover fish that was not properly refrigerated.
Yeah. He's going to do it anyway, so when you're,
you're barfing later today, let me know about it.
You know, I have a very strong
stomach. When you're stuck on the John,
I don't know. I don't like to see, we talk about throwing food away. I don't like to throw,
No one's telling you to throw food away. Everyone is telling you to refrigerate it so that it doesn't sit out on a stove overnight and then go bad.
You know how much bacteria fish builds up just sitting there at room temperature? It's really, I mean... Wow.
Okay. Thank you for that. In other food news, Giada De Laurentiis of the De Laurentiis family. She is the queen of approachable Italian cuisine. I'm going to look her up when I go to Italy next week, confirming that she's testing out recipes for fast casual pasta. And they're going to try to open up locations for this, open up a fast casual pasta chain with locations all around. What do we need another Italian chain like this? Is like Olive Garden. It's
I think she wants... Oh, yeah, but Olive Garden's awful.
Awful.
I think
it
she wants...
Great, but it is awful now.
She wants it to be... I think the reason she is doing this is because there is no really good, you know, chain of Italian-type pasta restaurants. I mean, think of one. There isn't.
I guess
you know?
Not.
I mean, there just isn't. Fair. So I think it's a good thing.
I'd like it if they served gluten-free pasta, rigatoni.
They probably will.
Yeah.
That's like pretty available everywhere now.
Yeah, it is, pretty much. Yep, yeah, we go to places that have that. The she's pretty good at, she's a TV personality in her own right. So, and she has a restaurant in Las Vegas that I guess would be the prototype of what they're trying to open up around the country. Is that right?
No, I've never been to her restaurant in Vegas, but I've had friends who've gone, and that's her high-end restaurant. So
25
she said
to
that's,
35 bucks for pasta? Yeah, that would be the high-end.
Yeah, she said that's the only high-end restaurant she'll ever do. She just wants to make these other chains really approachable and affordable.
Be interesting to see who she gets. This is the kind of stuff a venture capital company would go into, and they give her 75 million bucks or something.
She's a big brand. I'm sure it would be easy for her to get backing.
Yep.
She's
well,
got incredibly successful cookbooks and everything.
That name is very, you know, everybody knows that name.
I actually had no idea who her family was.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
my
mom told me that her dad or her grandfather was a
Dino De Laurentiis
movie producer, right?
Yep. And
or director.
Her mother, it was her grandfather, I think, is Dino. Her mother is what's her first name? Diane De Laurentiis, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's her mother. Yeah, they're big producers. Lots and lots of really, it's rough and tumble action flicks is what her father was known for. I don't know what the daughter's known for. Mm. But they're big producers, like the Broccoli family that did James Bond. The same, cut from the same cloth in a manner of speaking. 45 past the hour. Now for a very limited time, MyPillow is bringing back their best offer ever. You know what? I'm betting they are saying that it's a limited time, but if you keep buying these pillows at the rate people are buying them, I'm figuring that they'll keep this going till Christmas anyway. Buy one MyPillow, get one MyPillow free. So you're tossing and turning at night, are you? Well, this is the way to fix that problem. If the stuffing and the piling and the whatever the stuff is that's in your pillow, and there are a lot of different kind of yucky things that get put into the pillow. I mean, look around at the thing. They put feathers in some pillows, right? Ugh. feathers. You sneeze all night long. Synthetic filling in pillows, foam in pillows. So even buckwheat in pillows, which is a... I don't know how to get away with that. That's kind of like a vegetable. Anyway, the MyPillow has a patented fill that lets you put your pillow the way you want it and keep it the way you want it all night long. So I think the offer will deplete supplies because they're selling like hotcakes. Use promo code DJV to buy one premium MyPillow and get the second one free. Use that promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Remember to use the code DJV for Doug, Jen, Victoria. Get a free premium pillow when you buy one. That's the deal. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, listen, we didn't invent lunch. No, we're not really in that line of business. But we did make lunch better, because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I call your attention to a picture that has gone viral of three Maine roofers who stood up last Saturday to show their respect for the national anthem. They were putting a new roof on a house that was next to Waterville High School's football field. So when the band came out, started playing the national anthem, these three carpenters put their hammers down, stood up, put their hands on their heart, and that's the picture you'll see. It's pretty cool, actually. I thought it was just cool. It's been shared 600,000 times so far. And these three guys, Dwayne Harris and Danny Thing and James Scruggs, all have been working together for a long time. Don't know any more about it than that, and I don't know anybody else. It's just a good picture to share. Kind of puts things into perspective, if you will, and that's why I believe it's worth our attention. Here's something also. We have time. Yeah, this is something that this will really tick you off. Well, I don't know if it will or it won't. The story of Anthony Dickerson, 26 years old, comes from Atlanta, Georgia. Been in and out of jail a couple of times since 2011. He was released on bond this past week. He has vowed to do right by his two-year-old son, who was born without a working kidney. Turns out that he's a perfect match for his son, but the law does not allow him to give the kidney to his son because he is a parolee. So,
isn't that crazy?
I think this is nuts. This is more than nuts. This kid's going to die if he doesn't get his father's kidney. And because the law says you can't give your body parts to anybody if you're a felon, what the hell difference does it make? Who comes up with this stupid stuff? So this is a way to redeem yourself if anything else. In my book, you want to give away your body parts and you're a thug or a felon, so what? That doesn't affect whether your kidney, your spleen, or your liver, or your heart, or anything else is any good. These people have got to be nuts. Well, let's follow this and see what happens. This will be interesting as it develops over the next couple of days. God. 10 before the hour.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Yes. Bum, 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 bum. All right, so Chuck has got something up his sleeve for this, I'm sure. Chuck Curry, our movie man, what's the reason for Beetlejuice being played?
Because Warner Brothers has hired yet another screenwriter to move the sequel along. This, they've been talking about a sequel now for at least two, 3 years.
Is Michael Keaton in it?
Well, he's not officially signed, but him and Tim Burton, the director, say that they are excited to collaborate again. So I think that is a no-brainer. But the fact that they've had such a hard time cultivating a script tells you maybe a sequel is not a great idea. I don't know. I think... I don't know if there's really a story to tell after the first one.
I think they should. Here's the idea. It's a way to fix that. Don't write a script.
Go ahead.
No, but don't write a script. Just bring all the original characters in and let them loose. And let them work for 4 to 6 weeks and see what you come up with. Give them
that
the premise.
That ain't a bad idea, because from what I read, the new Thor movie with features Thor and the Hulk.
Yeah.
About 80% of that movie, from reports, was ad-libbed on the set.
Right.
Between Chris Hemsworth and Mark Ruffalo.
Sylvester Stallone is famous for doing that in many of the roles that he's played. And I hear that a lot of the Fast and Furious movies, if they're not in a set, like where they go inside a building or something where they all have to interact and have a time. But the stuff that they do out in the cars, it's all choreographed. The cars are choreographed like a dance. But what the actors are doing as they're doing it, the reactions to what the real experiences are, they just let them go. And whatever they're up to, you know, they're following the script as far as the ideas are concerned, but they don't tell them what to say. I heard that. I don't know if it's true.
I don't know. A good script in a story is important, though, I think. Yeah. But I do get what you're saying, though.
As an example of that, last night I watched The Sting. I haven't seen it for a long time. What a fabulous movie. How that holds
up. Now that's a good script.
So well, oh my God, what a fabulous movie.
Because if you don't have a good script to that film, you don't have the payoff at the end.
No,
and that's what makes that movie so good.
Yeah, very good movie. Great movie. One of the six that
I'm glad you liked it. Good for you.
Well, thank you, Chucker. Chucker's got some movie news for us right after this.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money, and it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
All right, so Chucker, what do you have for movie news today, pal?
Not only is the sequel, Doug, to Mamma Mia currently being filmed, but Cher
What's
is
it called?
Just,
Mama
done.
Mama? What is
I don't
it?
Know what,
it, what do you call it?
Well, they got the entire original cast back. Meryl Streep, Colin Firth, Amanda Seyfried, P.S. Bronson, and we know how good his singing is. But anyway, Cher has just signed on to join the sequel.
Really?
So we might have a duet by Cher and P.S. Bronson. What do you think of that?
That'd be very nice. Yeah. Okay.
Anything that Cher is in, I'm there. I love her. I wish she did more movies.
What did you hear was the... What are people saying about that movie, Marshall, that's out now?
The reviews are good. It did about $3 million over the weekend. That's another one of those films that has strict adult appeal. It's going to play primarily in the art house circuit. I think they released it on 800 screens. It's unlikely it's going to have a higher release than that. But those movies now have a limited audience because moviegoers, for the most part, are I want to use the word trained, but sort of put in a box in terms of they're not going to get big Cineplex releases, those type movies, which is a trend I don't like. But anyway, some TV news of interest. Netflix will reportedly do 80 original movies in 2018, up from about 30 this current year. So they're really getting into the game there. Any other TV show that new that you've watched that you like? I like The Good Doctor on ABC.
Yes, I've heard very. I've not seen it, but I've heard very good things about it. That's also not necessarily scripted because the kid doesn't say a lot.
Well, he plays an autistic young man who becomes he's a surgeon in a hospital. I like the show. My daughter also is 12. Really likes it also.
Young Dr. House, maybe.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.